8 months ago, McLean County Habitat for Humanity announced it was naming its first ever Hero House in honor of Army Sergeant Josh Rogers, who was killed in Afghanistan through his third tour of duty in 2017. The house is now under construction on South Oak Street near Wood in Bloomington, and WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Habitat construction manager Bill Waller about Habitat plans to keep up with an ambitious home building agenda in the future and about community support for the Rogers House.
We're up on the second floor framing right now, getting ready to set trusses. I was able to find and discover a project director that was a disabled military person, and we're working with him to expand his knowledge and give him new life. And the way things are, he had PTSD, and he's learning how to cope, and we're teaching him how to cope, and he's running our crew right now. So it's a fabulous thing. The project has amazed me in so many different directions, Colleen. The groups and organizations coming out are also, you know, learning about Josh and about the life that he lived. And that's really one of the things that's the beauty of this project. It's just drawing the whole community together. I meet people every day down in that neighborhood that want to know more about what we're doing.
And talk about the location of the house, and if people are interested in maybe organizing a small group and they'd like to come out and help you, where is it and how can they sign up?
It's down on South Oak Street in Bloomington. It's the only new construction house in that neighborhood, and they can go to habitatmclean.org, and there's a volunteer link there, and they can click on that. We have openings in September. It fills up pretty fast, though. Every time the month changes, it fills up really fast because people want to, you know, be a part of this thing, and it's a wonderful thing that they do. I mean, we're planning on building more houses in the future. I mean, Habitat has plans to expand from 6 this year to 8 next year to 10 the following year, and we're going to need more volunteers. And this is serving as a platform to get those volunteers in the house because, once we get you involved, you come back. That's just the way that is. We'd love to get the youth involved as well, and that's the reason we go off-site and build these walls like we did with these walls. They were built at the VFW over on Morrissey Avenue. Kids were able to get involved, and if we get youth involved, it's a fabulous thing because volunteerism starts when you're young, and if you start when you're young, you continue to volunteer for the rest of your life, and that's what our organization is built on.
And if somebody doesn't necessarily feel comfortable swinging a hammer, using a saw, they don't have to necessarily support that way. There are other ways, even on site, they can support.
Absolutely, but we're teachers as well. That's one of the things that I pride myself on. Whenever I'm like Job in the patience thing, and I've learned, and I've become a teacher of people and to educate them and to enable them to do the things that they need to do. You experienced it at Women's Build.
Sure. And measure twice, cut once.
You see, it's stuck with you all these years. So it's like falling off a bike.
And it was also nice, too, though, every once in a while, if I couldn't get there till a little bit later, I'd bring the snacks or the drinks or whatever. That's another way people can support.
All kinds of ways to support Habitat. We make it easy for you to support Habitat.
So the Hero House, this is the first year, but this is a program that's going to continue, and you are opening up the application process again. So tell us about that.
That's right. It's open now until September 15th, and we're going to have another selection process for the next Hero. Honestly, and I shared the story before, how I found Vonda and how, you know, we talked about building the house in her son's honor. And honestly, that was a selection process at that time in my mind. But I've got a committee now, and we've decided that we need to make this equal and fair across the community because there truly is a lot of heroes in this community, and we want to honor all of them at one point or another, but individually. So we've opened up the process. It's simple, straightforward. You'll find the form on either your Heroes of Habitat Facebook or Habitat for Humanity Facebook, or on our website, habitatmclean.org. You'll find it there as well. So we've got it out in the community, and that's one of the reasons I'm here today, to spread that message.
And the deadline for September, getting it done?
September 15th.
And it's not arduous.
No, it's a really simple form. There are like 2 questions. We want your information, and there are like 2 or 3 questions on the form. Actually, there's nothing to it. We want to know about the person. That's what we're curious about. That's how we're deciding who our hero is. What have you done for the community.
Well,
so.
We know that, you know, a lot of volunteer labor goes into these habitat homes. You do get a lot of materials donated, but they still cost a significant amount of money, and you're always fundraising, and you've got a big event coming up, and we want to make sure people mark their calendars because this is going to be a great event.
This is going to be fabulous. We're going to be in the Castle Theater with Fiona Way, and Fiona Way is made up of some people at State Farm, execs and the like, that have formed a band, and their mission statement says, you know, we'll help raise money for non-for-profits. Vonda works at State Farm, so they knew her, and that led the conversation with me, and it was a meeting point that was just great. And I could feel the electricity of that conversation as we were going along, and they were beginning to understand and get a buy-in for it. So it's going to be a high-energy night that night at the Castle Theater. There are going to be a lot of good people in the room there, and we hope to raise some significant monies to help fund these houses into the future.
What kind of music?
Do you know? I don't no, actually, but I suspect it's some, you know, pretty good stuff all the way around. I mean, these guys go all over the country and play these venues and events to raise money for charity.
And again, it's October 12th, and how much is the ticket?
The tickets are a mere $15. We want you inside so you can hear the message that they're going to deliver to you and the power they are able to deliver about what's going on, and we hope to open some purse strings that way. Additionally, there will be some auction items, but nothing, you know, that's not the significant reason we're there that night.
Habitat Construction Manager Bill Waller, speaking about Habitat for Humanity with WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds.